Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It was an emotional night for hundreds of people who gathered in Santaquin Park last night to honor the life of fallen officer Bill Hoosier.
KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson begins our team coverage in the line of duty.
Those who spoke at Centennial Park included niece Ashley Dowd, who says he cherished his family. Fellow officers, including Hayden Hansen, tells KSL 5 he was their go-to guy.
He always had the right answer. Whenever you had a question, he was there to tell you exactly what you needed to do and help anyone that needed it.
Santaquin Mayor Dan Olson also spoke to the large crowd from all over Utah County, commending all officers for their bravery, recalling a time we encountered Sergeant Hoosier, stopping for what he thought would be a quick 5-minute conversation. That turned out to be 45 minutes. That was the kind of man he was. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A group of wives married to police officers here in Utah are working to make ribbons to honor Sergeant Hoosier at his upcoming funeral. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage in the line of duty. Adam?
Tim, the group got together last night to make black and blue ribbons with the goal of making enough for everyone who attends the funeral on Monday. Ashley Blake hosted last night's event. She tells KSL TV she wanted to do what they could to honor Sergeant Hoosier's sacrifice.
It's a cathartic experience for us to work through this together and to make something that is an actual symbol of that support.
Another wife said they wanted to also support the Hoosier family after getting the call they described as every family member's worst nightmare. They say they deserve their gratitude and respect. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Stay with KSL News Radio for continuing coverage in the line of duty as we cover the various stories related to fallen Santaquin Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier. We will have live team coverage of his memorial services that will take place Monday at 10 a.m. And you can read a lot more of our coverage on KSLNewsRadio.com.
In other news this morning, the president of Utah's NAACP says that prosecutors in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, have now set a dangerous precedent by not prosecuting the 18-year-old who police say yelled slurs at the University of Utah women's basketball team. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Tim, NAACP president over Idaho, Utah, and Nevada, Janetta Williams, says this March incident wasn't free speech, but hate speech. Coeur d'Alene's deputy city attorney declined to press charges, though, because he says comments are like this are protected under the Constitution. Williams says in a statement this will just happen again if no legal action is taken, and so she's urging the National Collegiate Athletics Association to move tournaments out of cities that have what she calls radical groups. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A storm system is blowing in this morning. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says there will be a few spotty rain showers, but the big deal will be the wind.
If you live Bountiful northward, you're going to be looking at winds picking up around the lunch hour today. They'll be whipping with peak gusts anywhere from 35 to 50 miles an hour. Then again, another peak in the winds Friday morning early, you know, you'll see gusts anywhere from 40 to 50, maybe some outlying stronger gusts around 60 miles an hour.
He says the biggest gusts will be at the base of the canyons in northern Utah.
KSL's top national stories this hour. We had another night with tornadoes touching down in several states. In Tennessee, Spring Hill Mayor Jim Hageman is helping people find places to stay after multiple homes were ripped to pieces.
We committed a lot of resources to this event here, and I'm happy to say that it's just a wonderful thing to see all of the mutual aid that came under one command, and everybody that could do everything right, they did it right. We're still working to remove a lot of debris that has occurred.
Four people were injured by that tornado.
First look traffic now.